Media?
Hello? Yes, Sunday.
Okay.
Yes, I just. Yeah.那今天呢，还有剩下三个偈颂。那第十个偈颂呢，它的意思是以慈心对一切世界培育无量之心，上方、下方及四方无障碍、无怨恨、无敌对。这次寄送呢，我们也是他也是教导说，我们应该散播慈心给众生，希望他们幸福，然后希望他们得到有益，得到利益。那这里呢，他讲到萨巴罗卡，他的意思呢就是一切世界，也就是一切众生。阿三巴丹的意思呢，就是无障碍，破除界限。那这里的意思呢，其实是说到就是要破除界限。那如果成就者他能够破除界限的话呢，他就是可以说他是无障碍的。
Then
那在之前的开始呢，尊者也有教导说，我们要如何破除界限，就是一步一步的如何去破除这个界限。尊者说呢，他意思就是我们的慈心应该要更强。
Kurabo, Vinay Sanda, Sitam, Karan, Nisimawa, Sayano, Yawadasa, Vidamido, Identity, Adikea, Brahma Sayan, Mirara, Mirama.
那现在作者要解释下一个偈颂，第十一个偈颂，它的意思是站立、行走、坐着或躺卧，只要他离开睡眠，皆应确立如此之念。这是他们于此所说的凡处。
So when we have to very meta, any bodhisattva, sita, jani, goya, jani.
Chichan is standing. 那 这里的意思呢，就是说，不管在任何的姿势，我们都应当散播慈心。那这里讲的 Chichan 就是站立。
So then, when we are sitting, because we are not very sitting, but when we are standing, it cannot be really a sitting. We have to make it more effort.
那作者说呢，当我们坐着的时候呢，是比较容易散播慈心的。那当我们站住的时候，我们就需要一些善巧，我们需要一些精进，才可以散播慈心。那 charan 的意思呢，就是行走。所以当你在行走的时候呢，你也可以散播慈心。那你还有这里呢，是讲到尼西诺就是坐着的时候也要散播慈心。OK， 然后下一句呢 ，Sayano yasatasa vita vidido， 它的意思呢就是躺卧。所以当你躺着的时候呢，你应当散播慈心，直到你直到你有睡意。其实它的意思也是说，你散播慈心，直到你能够去除你的昏沉。那这里也讲说 Satin Aditya， 就是说我们也要决意要有这样子的正念。
So when we are people, we can improve our mental quality, we can also attain jhana.
那作者说，当我们有善巧的时候呢，我们就可以增强我们的心力，而且呢，我们也可以证得禅定。
Brahma Veda Vihara Veda Mahu. That means there is noble living or sublime living in the disposition of the Buddha.
The 最后一句呢 Brahma Veda Vihara Veda Mahu. 它的意思是说，就是在这个佛陀的教化里面呢，我们有这个四凡住。
Okay, so now we have to explain.
那作者说呢，现在他要解释我们有多少种住呢？凡住。
So we ask each other, where do we live? Now we may say, we may explain, or we may address, where we live. We may think about address, where we live.
那作者说，当我们问对方的时候，说你住在哪里，那你可能就会跟你的朋友说你的地址。
So let me say live in like this. Let me we sit there, stand there, walking there, then lay down and sit there, all for that. If we use so much time in one place, we finish the dinner.
那作者说呢，当我们说这是我们住的地方的意思呢，就是说在这个地方呢，我们行住坐卧，我们都有这四个姿势。所以当我们在一个地方有四个姿势的时候呢，我们说我们住在这个地方。
The next one is the German astrology. Because we are German astrology.
那作者说，当我们在读经典的时候，通常我们都会读到这个巴利的这个句子，他意思是说，哦，我们的佛陀他住在这个舍卫城这样子，他住在舍卫城。
So that means sometimes for our next point is Bodhibodha. Bodhibodha means sometimes we spend very long time, we retire, and sitting down, sitting tired again, we can be walking, we are tired again, we will lay down. So then we have four quarters. So we are tired for one quarter, we will take another quarter.
他的意思呢，就是有时候呢，佛陀他住在这个地方的时候呢，他会坐着。有时他累的时候，他会站着，然后累的时候他会坐着，或是他会走，他会躺下。就是说，他当他累的时候呢，他会从一个姿势换到另外一个姿势。那这一种住的意思呢，它是叫做 Iyapata Vihara。也就是说，他住在四种姿势的其中一种姿势。
Then we'll have another one, Vipa Vihara. Vipa Vihara means abiding or living, entering upon the four material jhana.
那第二种住呢，叫做 Vipa Vihara， 它的意思就是住或是入四种色界禅定。
So if we attain jhana, we can also enter jhana and living.
如果说呢，我们已经能够证得禅定的话呢，我们可以住在禅定一段很长的时间。那如果是无色界禅呢，我们也可以说是我们也可以说是住在无色界禅。
Brahma Vihara, that one is very common. We call it Tapan Bhagat. That means entering into Nidha Jhana, Karuna Jhana, Murita Jhana, Upaka Jhana. If we can enter all these four Tapan Bhagat Jhana, we are used to call Brahma Vihara.
那第三种呢，叫做 Brahma Vihara。那如果一个禅修者他能够进入慈悲喜舍禅定的话呢，我们就叫做 Brahma Vihara， 就是住或入四凡住。尊者说呢，如果我们想要活得像梵天神，你就是在这个人界呢，想活得像梵天神的话呢，我们就要有能力进入慈悲喜舍禅定。
So do we have to live as a Brahma? We don't need to wait to make life, right? We can build the system this way, right?
那尊者说呢，如果我们想要经验，就是想要活得像梵天神的话，我们不需要等到下一次，对吗？在这一生，我们也能够活得像梵天神。
Okay, now the last one. Aditya Vihara. Aditya Vihara means entering to full entertainment. This is called Aditya Vihara.
那第四种叫做 Aditya Vihara， 它的意思就是入果地。
So it can only for Buddha person.When Father say, Sadapati, Sadaragami, Anagami, Ask to Institution Knowledge, they can also bring it up into their Christian family.
那这呢，这个 Aria Vihara 的呢，是只是给圣者。如果一个人他证得初果、二果、三果或是四果的话呢，他们都能够重新的，他们都能够一次进入他的果地。
So when the Buddha spends his time in one place, from time to time, the Buddha will enter into Nidha Jhana, Karuna, Mudita, Upaka Jhana. From time to time, the Buddha will enter into Puchen Kheman. From time to time, the Buddha will enter into other jhana.
那尊者说，当佛陀他在一个地方，他住在一个地方的时候呢，有时候呢他会进入慈悲喜舍禅定，或是呢有时候他会入果定，有时候呢他也会入无色界禅定。
So whenever we talk about living or abiding, we have to learn about these four. So that's our living. As a human being, or as a Buddha, or as an ordinary one, or as a noble person.
所以呢，当我们讲到这个住的时候呢，我们就要记得这四种住。不管你是一个众生、一个凡人，或者你是佛陀，或是你是圣者，你都要记住这四种住。
The first time, the other time, we are very simple. Everyone can live like this, right? Standing, walking, sitting, lying down is very easy, right?
那第一种呢？ Iriya Pachavihara 这个呢是很容易的 就是每一个人呢他们都能够住在这四种姿势中
For meditator, we must try to live Samadhani, Dhani, Nidhagunamuila Udhukhajana or Dibhavihara, Divine Living Nidhagun Arajana or Nidhagun Food Containment, Ariyavihara
那尊者说呢，如果我们是禅修者呢，我们就要试着这样子住。我们要入四种色界定，或是入慈悲喜舍禅定，或是入果定，或是入无色界禅定。 那在这个偈颂里面呢，佛陀有讲到这个 Brahma Midang Vihara， 他的意思呢，他这里是所说的是梵住的意思呢，是第三种，就是 Brahma Vihara， 就是入世梵住。
So this is the end of Samatha practice in this Nidha Sutta. The last stanza is Vipassana practice.
那尊者说呢，在这一部经这个词经里面呢，这个偈颂呢是最后一段，就是他们佛陀讲修持的最后一段。那最后一个偈颂呢，他是讲解释关于观禅的。
So we can divide into many parts in the Dasutta. The first part, let's put them together. We must be qualified enough to practice or do it in the forest.
尊者说呢，在第一个偈颂里面，他讲的呢是给初学的，就是说，禅修者应当具备的数字。如果你要住在森林里禅修的话呢，你应当具备什么数字？这是第一个偈颂。
Then in the second part, what I'm going to explain how to really meta.
那第二个偈颂呢，佛陀解释如何散播此心。
Then the third part to mention. How it will change our mind. 那第三个偈颂呢，解释，当我们修慈心的话呢，慈心如何改变我们的心。 Then, let me make that in our daily life, if we are very successful with our meditation.
意思就是说，在我们日常生活中，如果我们能够成就这个慈心禅的话呢，在我们日常生活中，我们都带着慈心的。
Then, at the end of Samatha, what are the Chinese instructions? How to practice Vipassana?
那在这个止禅，佛陀讲完，解释完这个止禅过后呢，最后一个偈颂他解释，禅修者应当如何修习这个观禅。
As we have explained before, this Sutta is not for beginners. All the time we put a young meditator, that's fine. What I explain about Metta very much in detail, but what I will explain in Vipassana is brief, only one sentence.
那尊者说呢，在这他解释这部持经的开始的时候，他已经说了，这部经呢不是给初学者的，因为当佛陀解释给500位比丘的时候，其实500位比丘他们不是初学者，那佛陀以很多偈颂来解释如何修这个持心，但是呢，在最后一段呢，他只是用一段偈颂来解释如何修观禅而已。
Paramesu Vinaya Kedan Mahita Dabhavaseya Gunaruti.
那最后的偈颂呢，他是这样说的：不接受邪见、持戒、具足彻见、调伏对诸欲的贪求，确定不会再投胎。
那为了说到萨瓦萨，你看下面说什么 ？Not falling into wrong view。
那第一句 ，Dipincha Anupam。Anupagamma， 它的意思呢，就是不接受邪见。
So meta is this. Meta meditation takes reality as object, but when we contemplate the Vipassana, we must not take reality as object anymore. It will be ultimate reality. The our mind can be free from wrong view.
啊、当我们修慈心的时候呢，刚开始就慈心，它的目标、它的所缘是以众生为所缘。但是呢，当禅修者他修观禅的时候呢，他就不再以众生为所缘，他会以真实究竟法为所缘。所以那个时候呢，他就不会再有邪见了。现在我
们已经好回答了，我们开始解散，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛。That if we can understand very clearly, we can overcome kinds of disease.
Ah, 尊者说呢，在观禅开始修观禅的时候呢，禅修者他必须辨识究竟名色法。那如果他能够很清楚的辨识名色法的时候呢，他就可以去除那个我见。
That's the very beginning of the Buddha.
这是观禅的非的开始而已。
Then when we can attain Sotapattipanna Sutta, we will overcome Sakadidhi again. I didn't give you, and I'm going to warn you. We can overcome doubt or skepticism.
嗯，那当如果说一个禅修者他能证得出果。的时候呢，到火的时候呢，他就能够去除这个邪见还有疑。那在这里呢，佛陀也是有讲到这个希拉瓦达森尼那三班哦。当一个人他能够证得出果的时候呢，他就能够很自然的，而且很严谨的守这个五戒。
Then again, that means not something no, change of words, you have to do that part. That means we can take the first part of the story, and so can we back to the first part of it.
然后他讲这个 Dasana Sampanno， 他的意思呢，就是说他能够证得出果，他的成功的证得出果。
Then here he doesn't mention anything about Sakadagami. Next question is that he mentions Kami Suvinaya Jidan. This time, the second do sense of desire.
嗯，那在这里呢，他没有提到欲来道，就是恶果。然后呢，他讲他名诸云那样阶段，他意思呢，就是他能够调伏对于诸欲的贪求。
It was already irrigated. The part where already irrigated, and that is fine.
嗯，他的意思呢，就是说，当一个人他是顺的恶果的时候，是欲来道的时候呢，他只能够减轻他对欲望的贪求。但是呢，如果当他能够证得三果的时候呢，不来道的时候，他对欲乐的贪求能够完全的断除。
哎呀，多少年前？I am not trying to do this. This is what we live on as a human being, and Papa, me, Mother, one. You are not trying to Mother, one anymore.
那最后一句呢，他讲拉希加杜达巴泽亚布纳瑞提蒂，这里他是说确定不再投胎，他的意思呢就是说他不会再投胎来母胎了。那意思呢，就是说，他这个是指这个三果正者，就是不来者，就是说他已经不会再投生到人界了。他下一个投生呢，他会投生到梵天界，就是那个净居天。
So if we have, if someone has been born as a, so if someone has attained the ship, no more rebirth. Obviously, if he will dedicate all the defilements without any remainder.
那如果一个人他可以证得阿罗汉道果的话呢，他就不会再投生了，而且呢，他已经去除了断除了说所有的烦恼，完全断除他所有的烦恼。
So that means, when we can practice metta, and based on metta, if we can practice vipassana, if we can have a shift, how will the benefit?
那就是说呢，如果说我们能够修习这个慈心禅，然后以慈心禅为基础，我们修观禅，然后呢证得涅槃的话，证得阿罗汉道果的话呢，它的好处是什么呢？那尊者说，他现在跟大家讲一个故事，关于一位阿罗汉，他是以这个慈心为基础，然后证得阿罗汉道果的。
So here, the next story is not really happening at the time of Buddha, as the Buddha Srinivana. The 200 years of the Buddha Srinivana is happening.
那这个故事呢，不是发生在佛陀的时候，是它发生在几百年后，就是佛陀般涅槃过后的几百年后。
So, when he was born in India, at the time, Buddha in India not very strong. He cannot read a letter. After learning read a letter again, he wants to learn more.
那时候呢，他出生在他在印度出世，然后呢，那时佛教呢在印度不是很强，那他只能学习一点点。不过呢，他想要再学习更多的佛法。那他是一位生意人，然后呢，他也赚取很多钱。那时候呢，他就需要把他的权利、他的所有的东西呢，都交托给他的家人、他的孩子和亲戚们。那他安排好一切后呢，他就决定去斯里兰卡。
His name is very easy to remember. His name is Rohitaka.
他的名字很容易记，他名字叫做 Rohitaka.
Rohitaka, the lady is Rohitaka, not A. His name is short Rohitaka. Okay.
就是说你要注意，那个女的布施者的名呢就叫 Visakha， 他的最后那个 A 是长音。那他这位生意人呢，他名字 Visakha， 他的 A 是短音的。
So when he was working, he crossed over the ocean. So it took a long time for him again. That's why he had to walk there again, picking up money again. Now when there's a ferry boat or some trader, they are going to to Salama, I get coming to them.
那时候呢，他需要就是过一个海洋才能够去到斯里兰卡，然后呢需要等很长的时间，所以在那时间呢，他也有工作。那等到有船要过去斯里兰卡的时候呢，他就跟着他们过去。 那当他抵达这个寺院的时候呢，他其实身上带着很多的钱。那那边的比丘们呢，就叫他要舍掉他所有的金钱。那在他剃度的，他出家的时候呢，他就把他所有的金钱呢，都舍给来他剃度的那天剃度的那个仪式的所有的人。 那他出家过后呢，他就开始跟老师学习戒律和禅修。 但是呢，他在一个地方他不会住很久，通常一两个月后呢，他就会去搬去另外一个地方。 那就是说，他已经他那天有解释过，当我们呢，如果是住在一个地方很久的时候呢，我们就会有很多财产，有很多朋友，那我们就会有很多执着。如果说呢，我们在一个地方不是住的很久的话呢，我们也不会有这么多的执着。 那他的禅修业处呢是慈心，他每一次都散播慈心。那以慈心为基础，他修观禅。那智者说了，他也是从一个地方去到另外一个地方。 那有一次呢，他就住在一个很深的森林里面，然后在那边过了一个安居。安居过后呢，他计划要再搬去另外一个地方的时候呢，在那个森林很多的天神呢，他们就很难过，他们就哭了。
From here, they are quiet, then Venerable Visakha, after that, why are you quiet?
他听到他们的哭声呢，大家尊者就问他们，为什么你们哭呢？
Oh, the Deva, you're good. And you're good. When you are here, we have unity.
And the power of your nature. They said, Because
your arrival, we have very, very many arguments.
在你还没有来这里之前呢，我们有很多争论。 之前呢，我们很多吵架，很多争吵，很多打架。可是呢，在三个月的时间内呢，我们这些都不见了，都消失了。他说：“现在呢，我们已经很团结了，可是你又要离开了。”
If you leave, we have to part again.
他说：“如果你离开的话呢，我们又要开始争吵了。”
Yeah.
他说：“好，那如果说对你们很有利益的话呢，那我再在这里再住多三个月。”
Then after 3 months, he was going to leave. They come again.
那过了三个月呢，他又要离开了。然后天神们又开始哭了。
It happened again. Finally, he decided. I said, "Let's be a couple now."
那这样子呢就一直在重复过，后来呢维萨卡尊者他就决定我应该永远的离开这个地方。
后来呢
他意思呢就是说 OK， 就是说这次发生在斯里兰卡，那就是说当我们有慈心的时候呢，天神人类都会很喜欢我们，因为我们有很好的性格。那尊者说呢，之前他有解释了，慈心有11种利益，其实呢，慈心会有数不尽的利益。那尊者说呢，他要总结，那在总结呢，他想要再解释慈心的不同的阶段。就是说呢，首先呢，如果说我们没有慈心的话，我们没有戒。我们应该有身的慈心。
So that means we don't kill any living being. If we don't frighten any living being, that means we have metta.
如果说呢，我们不杀害众生，我们不吓众生的话呢，那我们可以说我们有慈心。
Mostly, we just know offering material is dana, right? If we observe this process, it's kind of dana. We call fearless dana.
就是说呢 ，yes, no fear。就是说呢，我们明白的布施呢是布施物品，对吗？那其实呢，我们也可以布施就是无畏惧，没有恐惧。
So that's why, kaya kama metta means we must show our bodily action, so loving kindness to our environment, this is called kaya kama metta.
所以呢，刚才真的讲了 kaya metta 的意思呢，就是说在我们的身形呢，我们也要就是表现出我们有慈心，对我们的周围，对我们的环境，我们要有慈心。
So, in kaya karma metta, we also have two different types of it. In the present or in the past.
那在这个 kaya metta 呢，我们也有包括两种，一种是一种是 present 就是有，一种是没有，不存在的。
So that means we can also have other people in the present, we don't have other people in the past.
比方说，我们可以在我们可以帮助别人，这是看得到的，或是帮助别人在看不到的帮助别人。
So similarly, we can understand what we come up with.Father Meta. So we have Bhagavad Gita also, then if you don't care one or something like that, you know the type of Gita, right? Wrong action, wrong speech. If we can abstain from wrong speech, we have the Gita Mandata.
那第二种呢，我们也可以在语行呢带有慈心，比方说我们不撒谎，或是你们知道在五戒里面我们不说妄语，那当我们不说妄语的话呢，我们也可以说这就是语的慈心。 那这个语的慈心呢，也是可以在有或是没有的时候，就是比方说在人家不在的时候，我们可以说别人的好话，这也是一种在语的慈心。 那尊者刚刚讲的那个身的慈跟 语的慈心呢，这两种呢，可以算是这个戒德。
So these two are also called PSA.
那这两种呢，我们也可以说他们是无畏惧的这种布施。
We call them by Abhayana.
巴利文叫做 Abhayana.
Then again, we are not Abhayana. We are not Abhayana.
Meditation. 那第三种呢，是在意的慈心，也就是禅修。
So if you can practice very well, the devotee can really meditate very well, you may be able to pay sadhyana, second jhana, sadhyana, so we have very successful method.
如果说呢，我们可以散播慈心，散播得很好，我们能够证得第一禅、第二禅、第三禅的话呢，那我们可以讲是我们已经很成功的成就这个慈心禅。 那这时候呢，我们也不会有敌人。 这是叫做 Manokama Metta， 就是说我们在心或者意的慈心。 那当我们有强而有力的这个意的慈心，当我们有这个慈心的话呢， 那我们的身语也是会有慈心的。
那所有的东西呢，都以心为主，心是我们的领导。所以呢，尊者说，如果我们是我们的心的领导。
我们是我们的新的主人的话呢，我们就可以很成功的成就这个慈心禅。
Okay, now we're going to go to the previous topic, right? Time of the food, learning the meditation from the Buddha, for some of the daily.
那尊者说呢，现在他要回去，就是刚刚开始的时候，他解释那五百位比丘呢，他们跟佛陀学习慈心。
They also do chanting, metta sutta, or protection. They also practice metta meditation until they could take sadhana.
那五百位比丘呢？他们有诵经，他们诵持经，以作宝库，然后呢，他们也散播慈心，达到第三禅。
They can improve themselves, or they could attain. They can go back to Sri Lanka, then they could attain Buddhahood there.
那在最后呢，他们可以提升自己，他们回去那个森林，然后呢禅修，那最终呢，他们证得阿罗汉道果。
So this is the power of metta, right? Metta can be for protection, metta can be for meditation. These are the foundations of Vipassana.
所以呢，尊者说呢，这是慈心的力量啊，慈心呢，它可以给我们保护。它也是可以是禅修的业处，而且呢，它也是观禅的基础。
Okay, now I think this is the end of the talk, right? We have a very short time. Anyway, we have more questions. Okay.
嗯，那这是这个就是慈心的尊者今天就讲完了慈心。如果你有问题，可以发问。Auntie, from the metta jhana, how do they actually proceed to practice the vipassana?
Okay, so all the body is broad enough. Okay, so Chakpat enter into metta for the satyana, okay. For the metta jhana, satyana, imagine okay.
我的问题呢是一个禅修者他们修了这个慈心禅他怎么接上去修观禅那真的说首先呢他们先进入初禅比方说慈心的初禅那初禅初定过后呢他们就便是初禅的心路过程然后呢他们再见识设法就是先见识明法禅定的明法再见识设法
So after the time Nama and Rupa we go to the time cause of the relationship the cause of this Nama and Rupa
那见识的明究竟明设法过后呢他们也可以见识明设法的因那我们这个他们也便是这个缘起那缘起过后呢他们就可以开始修习这个观禅他们便是他们的观照这些究竟一个法的无常苦无我。认识说呢这个课题比较重哦就是说观禅的修法呢有很多种也可以以五蕴的方法修缘起的方法修还有很多其他的方法来修的。
So I know Bhante emphasized before that patience is very important. And also you, Bhante also talked about confidence is one of the qualities and you gave it some ways of thinking about it. Now, when I try to practice a little bit, And I find that I'm remembering that it's easy for me to still get discouraged, when that day is after, when I'm not necessarily feeling, really able to give our benefits from the passing. So I remember how often in the past when I stopped the passers is when I said they had limited time and one before work, and I find that spending that time doing that versus going for a quick swim before work, swimming gives me more energy and more clarity and maybe more feeling of well-being in the body. So then naturally, then gradually, I do that more than I spend the time sitting there. So how one of the first question I have is how do we deal with that in terms of to not be discouraged when we don't feel
discouraged.
That you know, if thinking only in terms of cause and benefit, but, you know, I'm not getting as much benefit doing this versus doing something else, so I do something else.
Okay. The colleague is the question to be subtitled in Chinese, right?
Yeah, but apparently I can't really hear clearly his question.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. 尊者说 你现在有两个选择了。尊者说 你有两个选择嘛，第一个呢，你是有一个很熟悉的禅修的业主，那第二个呢，就是现在这个新的，就是修这个慈心。他说有时候当你有一个新的禅修业处的时候呢，你会觉得很难，如果很难的话呢，你就会转回去修那个旧的，你比较熟悉的那个业处。
So that means whenever you have you are going to start a new object, you have to motivate. Otherwise, you can do very good, right? It's not too much. So it's too much. Every new object, it takes time to do good.
那尊者说呢，当每一次当你有一个新的业处的时候呢，你需要很多的耐心。如果说你想要很快的进步的话，那你是期望的太多。因为其实新的每一个新的禅修业处呢，我们都需要给予很多的耐心的。
When you have difficulty to speak English, they will speak in Bangla.
Right? 那尊者说他有一个很就是很清楚很容易解释的例子，就是说比方说在美国有很多的缅甸尊者，因为他们不是很熟，不懂得怎么讲英语，所以当他们遇到困难的时候，通常他们就会直接只是讲缅语而已。
In your community also you may find many Chinese. they speak Chinese, so they also can speak English, right? Whenever they have the opportunity to speak Chinese, so when the opportunity to speak English, they are speaking Chinese. In the community, all of them are speaking Chinese. They have to do their English, right?
那尊者说呢，在你的周围，你们的团体也是一样。那基本上你们大家都是讲中文的。那如果说在你讲英语的时候呢，遇到困难的时候呢，很快的你就会转去讲中文。所以如果你一直讲中文的话呢，你的英语就不会进步的。
那尊者说呢，他一开始的时候呢，你一定要相信你自己做得到，那是第一点。然后呢，你不要期望任何东西，不要期望快。尊者说，马上就会得到结果。
Whatever. So, is there any suggestion when if our thoughts tend to be thinking so much all the time?
Can you hear?
那尊者说，如果你有很多，就是说习惯性很多想的话。 那在你禅修开始之前呢，你可以做很短的中心，比方说5分钟的诵经。因为你诵经诵了5分钟过后呢，你的心静下来后，你放松了，你坐下来，你才专注在你的持心禅。因为呢，为什么呢？如果说是心或是语的话，如果你是诵经的话呢，它很强，它可以比较有效率的斩断你的那个你的想。
他比心还要强，真的讲。我有个问题，就是请道长，以这个概念法来修观，跟以究竟法来修观，他们的结果有什么不同？然后呢，另外一个问题是，就是说我们以究竟明法、究竟色法。 来观察它的无常苦跟无我，那么呢，这个无常苦跟无我，这是不是也是一个概念？我有疑问，请帮我帮忙，谢谢。
Okay, I try, but her question is to using the Paramada concept to practice Vipassana and using the ultimate reality to practice Vipassana, what are the difference? And also, when one contemplates Nama Rupa as Anicca Dukkha Anatta, is this also a concept?
Okay, so here we have a concept. Okay? example, name concept and theme concept. There are many concepts. Okay?
Name and theme.
Yes, theme. Theme.
THING, 听哦 ，OK， 或者说概念有很多种，比方说有名字的概念或是物质的概念。
So, one thing we'll talk about atomicity, we'll have a name in atomicity. The top element, one element has a name, so the name concept.
嗯，那比方说究竟设法，比方说。就像究竟设法，我们也是要给他们名称，比方说地界、水界，这些都是就是名字的概念。
So when we are going to study Vipassana, we must go beyond that concept. We must understand ultimate reality, not only the name.
那当我们要修观禅的时候呢，我们要超越这个修这个概念，就是说我们要超越这个名字，我们要知道他们是究竟的名字。
So when we are going to talk about Vipassana, it must be a very reality beyond the main concept.
那尊者说，当我们在谈这个修观的时候呢，它一定要是究竟的究竟名色法，要超越这个名字。
If we summarize, we don't have concept Vipassana. So we cannot contemplate concept as any other phenomena. We must contemplate alternate reality as any other phenomena.
嗯。那尊者说呢，如果他总结的话，就是说我们不能以这个概念来修观的，我们一定要以究竟法来修我们一定要观照究竟法为无常苦我，而不是观照概念为无常苦我的。
I have this person that I have strong resentment, and I know I need to practice metta on this person, but I cannot pass the resentment. When I try to send metta, the resentment comes out. Now, so what do? How do I deal with my resentment so I can do the right metta?
Okay. So, can you hear?
No, Wendy.
What do you?
我听不懂。嗯。
Okay, so since you already made that, you have a lot of reasons, right? Okay. So how to overcome? This is the key point.
嗯，那他的问题呢是，当他散播此心的时候呢，他有很多resentment， 就是嗔心，对吗？
对。
所以他要怎么越过这个？
嗯哼。So, let me manage to come back. Okay, this is a very beginning. This is also not a very good feeling. Anyway. In the very beginning, so before you start reading the metta, as I just feel like you have to do some chanting in the very beginning. Especially if you know the meaning of chanting of metta to the chanting for the mind, if you can know the meaning, it will work and work. After chanting, you can start meditating.
尊者说这样也是很苦，对吗？然后他说，在开始的时候呢，在你还没有散播慈心之前呢，你可以做短短的诵经。比方说，你在诵慈心的时候呢，如果说你知道慈心的意思的话，你诵慈心，然后呢，这样子呢，你才 过后呢你才开始散播慈心。
Then we'll get another way. Another way is not everything like that. Then we recall again how you have done before. Then you are unhappy with that. Okay?
那另外一种方法是你可以先意念，比方说你所做过的布施，让你的心快乐间。
You have done any dharma, right? You have done any dharma?
Yes.
Yes. Right?
Yes.
Who dharma you have
done? Oh,
dharma. Okay, that means just recall it. And the dharma that made you happy.
Uh-huh.
Then when you see happiness, you can start to be ready in the dharma. Okay.
Okay. 那尊者说问你说之前你是不是有做过很多的布施，那哪一个布施让你的心快乐，那如果你有做了很多布施，哪一个布施让你的心快乐，你先回忆或是意念这个布施，等到你的心快乐了你才开始散播慈心。
Well, sometimes I think the karma is so big that so hard
How to change that, you know, that karma already there. So I don't know how to, like, just, you know, turn around. Okay, so there's a bad karma in the past, how to channel, how to channel this bad karma.
如果说他在过去有一些不善的业，那要如何把这个不善的业给关掉关闭。
Okay, here we have one solution. Then if you change your mind now, for example, I will not make the same mistake anymore. Okay. Don't talk about past too much. So we can recall a good thing we have done in the past. To enjoy my happy life.If we don't recall present in the past, just increase the abhutala, not the mind. Okay?
Mm. 那就是说这里有一个解决的方式，就是改变你的心，改变你现在的心。因为他说就是说以前我们所犯过的错呢，我们不要再去想它了。比方说过去你有做了很多善行的话，如果你去忆起过去的善行，这是很多善的。然后呢以前所做过的那些错误呢就不要再去想它，因为如果你再去想它的话，其实你是增加你的恶业，然后对你自己是没有利益的。
Our ability. Right? If we can recall a good thing, so we may be happy, we are more confident to improve. Okay?
就是说呢有十种意念，比方说你可以意念过去你所做过的布施，你也可以意念过去你持戒，还有很多其他种。如果说我们有这样子的数字或是能力的话，我们意念的时候我们可以意念起这些数字和能力的话呢，我们的心就会快乐。那当我们的心快乐的时候呢，我们的信心就会增强的。
Thinking and bad karma with all the good actions, and just let the past go and think of the good things to instead. Right.
If you have to recall the past, just think about good things in the past.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
尊者说呢，如果你要意念过去的话呢，就只是意念过去你所做过的善行就好了，过去的好事就好了。
What about if someone, let's say, one of my friends, he maybe is mentally unhappy or a lot of disappointment, or there's a physical ill. Should we actually just stay home and spread metta to him?
or rather we actually paid a visit to him, give him a hug, or just say something good for him to encourage him, which way is beneficial?
他的问题是，如果说他有一位朋友，他的心境不是很开心，他有很多失望，而且呢，他的健康也是不是很好，他如何散播，他应该散播慈心给他，还是就是给他一些云上的鼓励？ 他应该用什么方法帮助他？尊者说他已经说过了，身与意的慈心，在身的慈心呢，你可以去探望他；在语的慈心呢，你可以安慰他；然后在意呢，你可以散播慈心给他。
Okay, I do have another related question. For example, for a beginner like me, if I spray radio metta under you, do you actually you can receive it, you feel it? Or someone who have a very strong metta, can I take jhana? And when he actually got up jhana, and spread that out for you, can you actually feel it?
I think it's a problem like this. Once we are very far, we cannot see that much. Mm. Only if she's alive, we can see more. This is it.
Try it. Okay, we can try that.
This is normal. This is very, very common. When we move to one new environment, I can see their mind naturally. I can see their mind. What is their mind? I think they start seeing something I can see. This is the way. How's their mind already? Now, if I don't have net also, there's not very naturally. Whenever we have to go new, first we have to go to new environment, try to get the number. Otherwise, maybe the same will happen. Okay.
Beginning of his question is for beginners, is there radiant metta to Bande?
Yeah.
Can Bande feel? And also, if a person has a strong metta like a jhana, then when they ready metta to Bande, does Bande know about it? Is it?
Yeah.
他的问题是，比方说一个初学者，如果他散播慈心给尊者，尊者知道吗？ 或是呢，如果一个人他有很强的慈心，他有禅定，那他在禅定，他散播慈心给尊者的话呢，尊者能不能够知道呢？ 那尊者说，如果说他是在远方的话， 他可能不能感受到，但是呢，如果是在靠近的话，那很自然呢，他可能会知道这样子。那尊者说，一般上呢，在一个新的去到一个新的环境呢，尊者说他很快就可以感受到，很自然的他可以知道那里的人的他们的心，比方说他一开始跟他们讲话的时候呢，他就可以感受到他们的。他说心就是这样子的，所以呢，他说如果说呢，他来到一个地方， 如果他没有慈心的话呢，那他相处的人呢，马上他们就会很自然的回应他，如果他没有慈心的话，所以一般上呢，来到新的地方呢，尊者说他都会有比较强的慈心，要不然呢，就会有很奇怪的事情会发生的。
So Bande, how do we deal with maybe some of the very old fears and views that perhaps may arise from early childhood experiences with our parents? Let's say those things continue to come up sometimes when we are in new situations, how we feel, maybe feel about ourselves or feel about things. And so how do we deal with that?
Yeah, she can
do
that.
Are you going to have it in Chinese, no?
Yeah.
我问那个真的说怎么样子可以面对或者处理，就是当我们如果说有一些会怎么讲，就比较内心可能比较深处的一些常常会容易出现的一些想法跟感觉，那些感受，很可能是从小时候跟父母的那种。早期的那种互动的一些经验可能产生的一些这种比较深的一些想法跟感受，那在很多日常的生活的一些状况的时候就容易浮现过来，容易用那个方式去看待那些事情，我们方可以这样怎么样处理这样子的一个习惯。
You see something bad, right? Mm. The bad emotion. Mm. Because we recall good things what they have done to you. They have good things to do. So when we overcome hatred or anger, we recall good qualities of other people. Mm. How you feel or how happy about other people. Or how happy about ourselves, for example, right? If we can recall it, at least we can forget. Now we don't have to.
那尊者说呢，我们可以试着去意念他们的好的数字，比方说可能我们对他有一些不好的记忆，那我们可以意念，比方说他们之前对我们所做过的好事，他们一定会对我们做过一些不是很多好的事情。那这样子呢，可以帮助我们呢，去除我们的这个嗔恨心。尤其是如果我们忆起他们的好的数字，还有呢，他们曾经帮助过我们，这样子呢，我们在心里面也比较容易可以原谅他们，然后在我们心里面呢，我们也会觉得比较舒服。尊者说呢，一定会有好的意念跟不好的。那说如果说我们可以忆起他们好的数字的话，我们心里面也会觉得比较自在和舒服。
Thinking about, you know, in the negative side, if there are some of those influences. So then, in those moments, we try to think about some of the positive and good things about ourselves.
So, more positive thoughts. We have more positive, more clean, more comfortable. Right? Okay.
Not really. Some part to me.
You can
say in Chinese, yeah.
我刚刚问真的就是说，通常那种想法跟感受，常常是对于自己的，不见得一定是对他人，所以这种负面的感受。那我问真的是不是也是用同样的方法，就是在那个时候负面的情绪出现的时候，对自己的这些情绪也是用去思考，对自己一些想到自己一些正常的东西，什么好的，好的方法。
尊者说我们有错误的想法，对吗？所以我们一定要有正的想法，正思维。
One person of a retreat is Anapanasati, and which is to Metta. Sometimes my mind will come to the breathing at the same time, like my human being will breathe in and breathe out. So how can I resolve this problem?
Okay.
我的问题就是，当我在练习那个安般念的时候，然后要转持心禅，那有时候就会就是会出现众生的时候，会变众生以为要幸福安稳和快乐，然后就会呼吸进呼吸出，就同时间会有两个差别。
Okay, so now in the very beginning, don't focus on all your mercy, right? Focus on what we do. When you are practicing anapanasati, focus on what is your own mercy. When you are ready in metta, it is all about the body. So, if you are facing all the poison, it is all about the body. Similarly, externally, it can be all the living around you, not your surrounding area. So, can focus on that. If you can focus and visualize all the living beings, sure, this all about this body. Okay.
So, 或者说呢，这个是你看你的心怎么专注。比方说，如果你是在修入出息念的话，你的专注的地方是在你的鼻孔这一带。但是当你修持心的时候呢，它可以是你可以专注在你的全身，当然是你的脸部也可以，它也是可以全身。那当你专注散播慈心到外在的时候，你可以散播慈心给一切众生，在你的周围的一切众生，所以它是不同的专注的地方。当你能够这样子做的话，你就可以越过你的这个问题了。
So, I mean, as long as you don't decide, you can keep the video and then go on something. Right? So, something is too risky, right? So, if it's too risky, if you are, you can cope with it. As long as you can't say the word, it's just wrong. Okay?
Thank you,
就是说只要他们没有干扰到你的话呢，你可以继续发慈心给他，但是如果说很危险的话，那你就要叫警察了。
Okay. Now we have success. With too many success, somebody people are, right?
Mm-hmm. 那尊者说呢, 就是说, 比丘们, 其实他们不应, 那九不知者, 他们是, 就是杀生, 他们请人家杀了那个众生, 抓了那个动物, 然后供养给尊者, 这种肉, 就是三斤肉的话, 尊者他们是不能吃的。 那当有人供养这样的食物, 有人供养食物给尊者的时候呢, 他们是不是应该, 就是说他们会怀疑说, 这个食物就是为他们所杀的。
No transportation, is it a public or is it a okay.
Mm. 就是说，他是要看是什么地方，比方说是在，比方说是一个市场，他们卖鱼的市场。 那个地方呢，尊者他们大概他们都猜得到，因为那个市场通常呢，鱼呢，他们已经切成块状了，买。 但是如果说那个地方它是什么呢？那尊者们他们可能就会怀疑是为他们所杀的。 那他的问题就是，比方说有信徒他们带这个，他们来试验供养肉的话，那尊者们会被怀疑呢？那尊者说，尊者们他们是有责任问信徒的，你如何得到这个食物？然后这个是什么肉？尊者说，如果他们没有问的话，那这也是犯戒的。
Do we still, whatever
karma
that we acquire in this life,
will
it still follow us or will we
lose them
completely?
We cannot do that, right? All the karma has their potentiality to produce. Yeah. Exactly. We cannot do that.
But
yeah.
So the
karma
is the same.
Karma is the same.
And then, if someone wants to become a bhikkhu like me, when they reborn again, which part of you do you recommend that?
Okay, so now you're punishing the dollar. You know, we have a that is a palm rope. A palm rope, right? This is also called palm or olive button. If you don't have any offering, you don't have any offering rope. To take the samira, everybody will reach that. Now we can take this life to the palm. Right? For example, like the Venerable Kanaya. The one of Ahari wrote, Buddha says, any people, can't be to just say like this, you begin to do naturally. Yeah? So he doesn't need to arrange any rope or any bow or anything, because all the rope is naturally. He doesn't need to do specific offer. All the eight of the things, of the two, then this can be come up by two to that. Okay. Done from both of us. Oh, my goodness, no more. No more.
Sir?
Yes. Okay. Okay, thank you, brother, right? Thank you, brother. No? Oh, thank you. Okay, now.
Huh? Cut
off the connection cut off. No, free connection very poor. Okay, now the question is, what kind of value do you feel free? Right? If we pass, we can put many values in life, if we pass away, or we will not stop by me or stop under the follow. Okay? The answer is all right.
It
will follow,
right? It will follow. Yeah. Yes. 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 我们的业是会跟着我们的。
Then the second question is, what kind of money should we put free to the people?
那第二个问题呢是，如果我们要做比丘，我们应该累积什么样的巴拉蜜？
So the answer is very simple. Offering rope and eight of the six for which you find.
很简单的答案就是供养袈裟，还有八支具的比丘。
OK 呢？
One more question. You have mentioned the venerable Visakha. He went to the deep forest and practiced metta. So all the Dewa, you know, quiet after he decided to leave after 3 months of Wasa. Do you suggest, you know, the beginner like us to spread that up to our guardian God in our house?
Yeah, sure, sir. I don't come on.
Okay.
Right? Do you come on? Actually, we have one of the Bali schools, we have made a channel. We made a channel to be, we have, as we had said before, adapt we ourselves, then we have like dear person, internal person, and enemy. Right? Yeah, we also have a reason that we are doing. And follow the door master. So we also have a reason that we are teacher and parents, right? After that, we have already met that to work. Bhuma Deva, Kaum Deva, Sri Deva, also Kaim Deva. Right?
Okay. Do you hear? Yes, Pandit. His question is, 刚才尊者讲这个维萨卡尊者，他去到这个森林里面，修这个慈心，然后他要离开的时候，那边的那个天神们他们都哭了。那他说，如果是身为一个初学者，他是不是应该散播慈心给，比方说保护他的家的那些护法神这样子？那尊者说，这个是可以的。尊者说，当他在那个巴利学校的时候呢，他们有学习一个 他们有学习这个慈心，送这个慈心。那每一次呢，他们就是之前有讲过，就是首先他们散播慈心给自己，然后给亲爱的人，给忠信的人，还有敌人。然后过后呢，他们也有散播慈心给供养他们四支序的这个布施者，他们的老师、父母跟亲戚。然后接下来有散播慈心给地界的神、树神，还有在天界的护法神明。他的问题是我们如何解释什么是邪见。比方说有人说慢心是邪见，那我们怎么知道这是邪见吗？他讲的 ego 的是，就是说就是觉得自己是非常重要的，以自己为中心点。那尊者说这个 ego 的它是比较靠近慢心，我慢。一举五。
The opinion that you have about yourself, psychology, if our mind does change and attach it to the real world, the other ego, then the lower ego, the subspecially has contracted with myself or the world.
就是说他解释这个邪见，他说比方说这里讲的 ego 或是自我或是灵魂的话，他说在佛陀的教法里面他有讲到五种 ego， 五种灵魂或是自我。
The first one is Sami is the owner. For example, this body belongs to separate soul. Isana,
some of the entities, for example, right?
That kind of thing is called
Sami. This also is kind of strong use, and it's attack with the word as an attack, right?
Mm. 第一种呢叫做Sami的意思就是主人比方说这个身体是属于我属于我的灵魂或是永恒的这种也是一种错见一种邪见也是一种自我来的
This is called Nivasi Kata.
Nandi, there is a what in the body? The first sentence, Nandi.
Everlasting entity. Kata. Shak or so.
Everlasting. Oh, everlasting. Everlasting self. Mm. Okay. 第二种呢叫做Nivasi,就是说在 我们有一个永恒的我在这个身体里面，然后呢，当你过世后呢，这个我呢，它会，当你投生的时候，它会跟着去下一个身体里面，所以呢，这些这也是一种邪见，它也是一种自我。
The ego or ego will create the body, right? This is called ego. This is called ada, right?
Okay, 第三种叫做 paraka, 就是它有一个创造者, 比方说有一个自我, 有一个 ego, 有一个我, 它创造这个身体.
So, if you know men of religion, they believe in creator, right? Very close to that kind of religion.
嗯，那有很多种宗教，他们相信有这个创造者，这种想法就很靠近这些宗教。 那第四种叫做维达卡，就是他有受，他有那种自我的，有自我，然后他会感受到他所做的一切的东西，这种叫维达卡，阿达。
就是说呢，他的身体呢不可以感受到好或是不好，是他的那个自我可以感受到他的阿萨可以感受到好跟不好。
Ati? Sorry, Bandi. Ati? Kayaka. Kayaka. 第五种呢是 Ati Kayaka, 就是说管理,比方说他有一个自我在管理, 我的眼睛看, 我的耳朵听。
Do you have one of these five perceptions? Five ideas? So we can do the language.
那当我们有这样子这五种想的话，或是这种想法的话呢，我们可以说它是一种邪见。尤其是这个就是这个 ego 的这个邪见。 One question. Okay, when they talk about the parami to be ordained as a bhikkhu, and then Monday said we have to offer eight requisites. Then during the Buddha time, there are many stories when Buddha said ahi bhikkhu, and then the person will actually be bhikkhu, and then immediately the person will become a bhikkhu in a robe with an arms pole. Did that actually happen naturally, suddenly? That person doesn't need to wear the robe.
Sure.
So what is that parami? Oh. So what is that parami? Offering the eight relatives. Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, 我的问题是刚才真的有讲到, 就是要有什么样的巴拉蜜才可以成为一个比丘, 真的有讲到供养这个八字句, 因为在很多佛陀的故事里面呢, 有说到, 很多人他们出家的时候, 他们佛陀只是说来把比丘, 他们就变成出家相了, 那我的问题是, 他是自然变成出家相, 还是他需要剃头, 然后传了袈裟, 真的说不出，它是自然这样发生， 因为在过去呢， 他们已经有供养的八字句。
Okay, Bambi, I have a question. In our daily practice, how to train our mind to be clear and calm when the near-death moment comes?
If you don't have good guidance now, you don't have good friends in the near death moment. I believe, eh? Mm-hmm. So, previously in your mind, if you can appear and have a talk about the one, you must keep all your receipts of the behavior. Right? After that, try to see it, which one make you happy more. Try to see it. Again and again. Then we can say, we focus on charity. Then you can see really happiness as you have experienced and experienced on the Dharma. So you have that kind of happiness, you have to keep going again and again. Right? If you have many, many Dharma, you can do many, many times, many, many things. So, when you can have it, in the near death moment, it will come naturally. Okay?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yes, Sanjay, yes. 他的问题是就是在日常生活的修习中呢, 如何训练自己的心, 让自己的心可以很清明, 很平静, 直到在临终的时候呢, 都能够保持那么清明跟平静的心。 那尊者说呢, 他说如果说现在你没有很好的, 不能很好的禅修的话, 很好的修习的话呢, 至少, 在你临终的时候也要有好的朋友, 比方说之前他在阿西德有给大家, 讲过, 就是说, 你之前呢, 你做过很多的布施, 然后你应该有收集很多布施的收据, 他说你应该拿出你的这些收据, 来, 重复的看你的收据, 因为如果你, 比如说你, 你看这个收据的时候呢, 它可以让你升起很快乐的心, 就比如说, 那种心就很像在你做布施的时候那种快乐的心, 那你就应该一直意念你这个布施, 重复的一直做, 因为当你在看着你的收据的时候, 你如果真的感到很快乐的话, 就如你当时做, 布施的时候那种心情的话呢, 那你应该一直重复的一直看你的收据, 这样子在你临终的时候呢, 因为你有这样子的, 惯行业, 你有这样子的习气的话呢, 惯行的习气的话呢, 他自然在那个时候, 他也会这样子, 那种快乐也会自然的这样子发生, 在你临终的时候。
Just related to the sister's question, you mentioned that it's good to actually keep all the receipts, you know, for your dana, and keep actually review it and make you happy over time. But what about someone like people like us? We have a short term ordination at some era, or maybe a short term sometimes. And should we actually take a picture? And we always look at the picture as you know, it's just be cool. You know, and keep on feeling at that moment you put your picture in front of you and you're
okay.
So happy.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay. 关于刚才咱这个 sister 她的问题，关于这个收据的嘛，那她问，如果比方说她也曾经有短期出家做过沙弥，她是不是应该把她的相片常常看着她当沙弥的相片，然后在临终的时候呢，把这个相片摆她前面，然后这样子纪念她做过沙弥的时候，然后身体那种快乐之心。
Okay, for now, I have set three levels of recall of modesty. So when you can visualize, when you can see your Bhikkhu or Sangha or Bhikkhu at the time, you don't do with you, your Sangha at the time. Right? So there are two things. One is, secondly, recall of Sangha for you. Second thing, recall of Sangha, modesty for you.
那这个说呢，他也有教导过，就是意念界。那比方说，在你看你出家的那个像的时候，不管是沙弥或是比丘，那时候呢，其实你是在，也可以说你是在意念的界。其实在这里有两种意念，第一呢是意念生团，第二呢是意念你的界。
Sadhu, Bandi.
Okay. Yeah. No more, right? Okay, Sadhu.